Many words have been spoken about the pipeline. Much has been said in the Dene languages, and yet again much has been said in the English semantics. Yet after a million words, in many directions, the people are not simply saying that they are concerned or fearful, but rather are hopeful that your efforts on part of us are to be trusted, and in the final analysis, benefit the northern people fairly. We admit that we are fearful, but to be fearful is not to be without courage. We admit that we are distrustful, but we are not without wisdom in seeking harmony. We are Dene people, but we are also Canadians. Travel across this great land of Canada, and you will find material progress beyond the dream of kings. The cities and towns of the provinces are filled with the finest architecture, yet look at the native housing in the Northwest Territories. The people here are decent and fair-minded, but they are demoralized, lacking both confidence and trust in Ottawa. When you are demoralized, then in a state of confusion, you stop believing in yourself as a people and your government as an effective institution. We will not follow you to a $5 treaty, nor shall we attempt to mislead you. We will only walk and work side by side as equals. This is not a humble request, nor an aggrant threat, but rather a realization of what history will describe as the Northerner's contribution to our nation. Justice Berger, this land, the Dene land, that is ours, that will remain ours. The land will be developed in the future. The land shall serve the needs of Canada only when a rightful owner has been compensated.